question, where is the world's largest tax avoidance operation? Is it in some morally shady but sunny island in the Caribbean? Wrong. It's in the great state of Delaware. Yes, Delaware, where wealthy individuals and multinational corporations hide assets and avoid state and even some federal taxes, and they've been doing it for decades. Bob Henley, award-winning print and broadcast journalist, investigated Delaware's special status and found that more states and more countries are in a race to the bottom to create tax havens to attract capital, and that, oddly enough, it is only Donald Trump's tax plan that would even come close to putting an end to corporations stashing cash to avoid taxes.
Delaware has come up with a situation where it has, going back to the 1790s, it had what's called and still has a chancery court, which is a special court that hears all cases related to businesses in Delaware. And they rule always on behalf of capital and the boss. And so now corporations, media corporations, every corporation, there's over a million of them, are located nominally at a mail drop in Delaware. So when Bernie Madoff wants to move some money, he sets up a Delaware corporation. When Mr. Picard, who is a special master that came after to try to fund the, get money for victims, the Chancery Court makes it very difficult for him to do that. So you had a situation where leftists and people concerned about corporate power are on the same page actually as prosecutors who've pointed out that you have everyone from Victor Bout to all kinds of mafia figures able to use these Delaware corporations to shield their ill-gotten gains.
And Victor Bout, of course, an arms trader from Russia who's a notorious fugitive
Right. In fact, it was pointed out by a GAO study that one Russian individual was able to set up 2,000 shell corporations and move $1.4 billion in and out of the United States.
Does Joe Biden love this situation? Does he have a position on it? Does the vice president care about how all this –
Well, I was able to get to the office of the governor of Delaware, Jack Markell. And
right.
What they did, they sent me a statement from the Secretary of State which said basically – we're doing our best to police this. We're trying to be proactive, and we work closely with federal prosecutors. And, you know, the government and prosecutors can get access, but they need subpoenas. And here's the problem. When you get a subpoena, what you'll end up with is the anonymous name of a corporate servicer. There's a whole business of individuals and companies that step in to represent the actual individuals who control the entity. So it's often a dead end. I might point out just incidentally that this arrangement nets Delaware over $1 billion, roughly 25% of its entire budget. So it keeps taxes down for locals and, of course, drives other states crazy because it's estimated that you lose about $10 billion in the other 49 states.
Can other states do this, or has Delaware made it an exclusive deal?
They're working hard, of course. You know, you have Wyoming and Nevada and other states vying for it. Internationally, we have dozens of tax havens racing to the bottom to try to do anything to get capital to come in. Oh, pretty please. And the same thing happening here in the states.
Donald Trump says the jobs are going to come back. The companies are going to come back. He's going to make sure that that happens. Does he benefit from this Delaware situation?
I think he does. But here's the thing. I did have an opportunity to engage him in a colloquy at a press conference when he rolled out his tax plan, one of the few actually defined things he put on the table. One of the things he does talk about doing is having a universal multinational tax so that corporations, it'll be low, but they can't get away without being taxed at all. Right now, we have about $2 trillion by conservative estimates of U.S. multinational capital that's stranded because they don't want to bring it back into the U.S. at a 35% effective corporate tax rate. Trump would, and it's kind of a progressive thing, actually say, sorry, boys, I don't care where you've got it stashed, you're going to pay some kind of tax.
So he's actually decent on this.
He is, except when you actually look, I looked at his stock portfolio, and out of the 30 most aggressive companies that use these strategies of tax avoidance, he's got major positions in 20.
So he's just smart guy, knows how to make money. Exactly. Bob Henley, award-winning print and broadcast journalist and regular contributor to CBS News, Money Watch, Salon, and City and State. He's also the political analyst for WBGO, the NPR jazz station in Newark, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Bob.
My pleasure.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.